We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Sooner football has been brought to you by OG&E. We energize life. And by State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Stevenson on the left hip of Rattler. Spencer's got the football. Four-man rush. Looks over the middle. Throws over the middle. Sliding catch made by Stoops. What a grab. Wow. Out across the 45-yard line. It's a first down. A reaching backwards grab by Drake Stoops in traffic. It is over in Norman, and the Sooners have won it tonight by the final of 27-14. Oklahoma improves to 7-2 on the year, 6-2 in the Big 12. And they will play for the Big 12 championship in 2 weeks in Arlington. Iowa State will be their opponent then, but there's one game between now and then. Oklahoma heads to West Virginia next week. We're going to talk a lot about this game, but let's start by talking about some breaking news. Gabe just pointed out, Bruce Feldman reporting on Twitter that Shane Beamer will be named the next head coach at South Carolina. Nothing confirmed by OU or anybody else, but Bruce Feldman, a respected reporter. This is not surprising news, Teddy, but interesting nonetheless.
Yeah, it is interesting. And I'll tell you, whenever I thought that he was going to get the job, you know, his name was rumored pretty early, and you saw all kinds of South Carolina alum, the former players, come out in support early on. And I thought that was pretty telling. And it was almost as if, you know, someone had, not that South Carolina told those guys to do that, but it looked like it was some type of coordinated effort that that's who they really wanted to bring in. And I'll tell you, I think he will make a fantastic head coach. He, you know, he gets it, number one, with all the players, you know, has a really good relationship with all of his guys. I think that he can. You know, the most important thing about being a head coach is what kind of staff can you put together?
Yeah.
And I think he'll be able to put together a really good staff. Interested to see if he tries to take anyone from this team with him. But I'm not shocked at all that he's got that job, and I think he'll do a good job. Now, I'll say this. That is an incredibly difficult job right now.
Yeah.
You got to play Clemson every year. You're in the east of the SEC, which a couple of years ago – wasn't nearly as difficult as it is right now, but with Georgia, Florida playing the way that they are, it makes it an incredibly difficult division of that conference.
Good for him, though, for your first head coaching job to be an SEC job.
It's great.
It's pretty great. Gabe, any thoughts there?
I love Shane Beamer. Since he got here, since the first time I met him, I knew he was going to be a head coach sooner rather than later, right? I think we all knew that. After being around Shane for the last couple of years, and I just wish him luck, man. I'm extremely excited for him now. Obviously, this all still has to be confirmed, but yeah, like you said, Toby, Bruce Feldman, he's pretty dialed in to the college football stuff. So I'm just really excited that he's going to get his opportunity. And Teddy said it's not an easy job, but I got all the faith in the world in that guy. My initial thought was, dang it, I'm going to miss that guy. Yeah. He was an absolute pleasure to be around, and I can't wait to see how he does there. And he'll put together a great staff, there's no doubt, but he's got to go to work because that's a really tough job, and it's a tough division, it's a tough conference, and it's hard to recruit there because everyone in the SEC is recruiting in that area. So I think he'll succeed.
State?
Yeah, no kidding.
He's got
no
Clemson,
kidding.
And then there's another team in that state that's undefeated still right now. So he's got his work cut out for him. Sooner football brought to you by Phillips 66, proud sponsor of OU Athletics and the Bedlam Series. Live to the full. Whether Brahms is your stop for a burger and ice cream or your weekly trip for groceries from the fresh market, Brahms is proud to be a part of your family's tradition. Farm fresh for over 50 years. Proud partner of OU Athletics. Take a break. We'll get Gabe's thoughts on tonight's game. Sooners win at 27-14 when we come back. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
You can unhitch the wagon! Put the ponies in the barn! Oklahoma is still the Big 12 champion!
107.7 The Franchise is your flagship station for Oklahoma Sooner sports. Listen for daily complete coverage of the Sooners. And on game day, nobody covers the Sooners like The Franchise. Your flagship station for Oklahoma Sooner football. 107.7 The Franchise.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast.
Right.
And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Mow big lawns in less time with Toro zero-turn riding mowers. They feature Pro DNA, giving you the same cut quality and reliability as commercial mowers for a professional-looking lawn. And Toro's unique MyRide suspension system keeps you comfortable over the roughest terrain. Come check out Zero Turns at Metro Turf in Norman, Ron's Lawn Equipment in Oklahoma City, or Bloss Equipment Rental in Tulsa.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
When you're an OU fan, you just get it. When your back is against the wall, when it's all on the line, what will you do? You know that you never give up to the last second. You're giving the game everything that you have. That's why the Sooners go hand in hand with Landers Auto Group Norman. That's why we're proud sponsors of Sooner Athletics. Shop Landers Auto Group Norman today.
What does Jewel, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every quarterback needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
He's got one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. Brewer hands off Ebner, reverse pitch to Fleeks, running right. Fleeks on the run, being chased by Norwood. They catch him and drop him at the 30 for no gain. Deshaun White, Trey Norwood played it perfectly. In motion goes Gavin Holmes, fourth down. Brewer back to pass. throws across the middle. It is picked off, intercepted. Trey Norwood, he's running it back. 35 to the 40, gets a block to the corner. And Charlie Brewer ushers him out of bounds, and then he shoves him late into the bench. And we got a fight on the far sideline. That's your OG&E power play of the game tonight. One of two interceptions by the OU defense. OG&E, we energize life. Sooners allowed 25 rushing yards tonight. It is the fewest allowed by an OU defense since 2014 against Kansas. Fewest rushing yards allowed in the last 6 years. Sooners win at 27-14. Gabe, before we say farewell to you tonight, what'd you think?
Yeah, an underwhelming performance offensively, clearly with, you know, the rhythm they'd been playing with over the last several weeks. It didn't click, and that was surprising, but I guess I shouldn't be that surprised with the disruptions they've had over the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to factor that in. I'm going to chalk that up to a little rustiness, right? And let's hope that they get right back at it this week in practice and iron some of those things out. But the offensive line, they have to improve. They certainly didn't play up to their standard tonight, and you got to get that run game going. It was tough sledding, and give credit to Baylor. I thought that they were very physical at the line of scrimmage. I thought that their secondary support players played with bad intentions. I was impressed with them defensively tonight. But that being said, Oklahoma's a better offense than what they put on the field tonight. And we know that. And they'll get things right. They'll get things corrected. And they'll put a good performance on tape in Morgantown. But defensively, guys, I don't think I've ever seen a team just abandon the running game like Baylor did tonight. And that's a credit to Oklahoma. I don't know how many yards they would have got if they wouldn't have been in the running game, but it wouldn't have been many. So maybe Larry Fedora was like, all right, we'll just throw it around and we'll let Charlie Brewer run around a little bit. I don't know, but this defense, especially the defensive line, continues to play at a very high level. They're playing on the offensive side of the line of scrimmage, continuing to get great penetration. And I know you see the sack numbers tonight. It's not a big number, but Charlie Brewer was constantly under pressure, constantly having to escape the pocket. And really, of those 14 points, that last touchdown, it's a garbage touchdown. So altogether, a strong performance defensively. And if we're being honest, going into this West Virginia game and into the Big 12 championship game, I'd rather have the defense playing the better football. I mean, I know that sounds weird. That hasn't been the way it's been around here for a while, but I feel really good about Oklahoma's defense. And if they continue to play defense like that, they can play with just about anybody.
Gabe, great job tonight. We'll see you at the airplane.
Sounds good. Can't wait for Morgantown's. What, kegglers again, guys? Let's do it.
That's Gabe Eichert. Sooners win at 27-14. Chris Plank is headed to the Sooner locker room. His visit with Lincoln Riley coming up very soon. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
I'm attorney Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law. We are native to Oklahoma and care about Oklahomans. Over the past 20 years, we have fought for and won over $100 million for our clients. We love giving back to the community, and we serve through charitable donations and holiday food giveaways. This season, watch for McIntyre Law as the official review sponsor for OU Sooner football. McIntyre Law is trusted to review OU's officials, so let me be your official review of any legal needs.
We love what we do, and we're good at it. We are trial lawyers. Call McIntyre Law today.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. and counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one. So plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
Toby Rowland here for Covenant Roofing, a family-owned and operated business where you will receive quality products at an affordable price. The best roof for the least out-of-pocket expense. You need no money down when you choose Covenant Roofing. They have an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau and have received the Super Service Award from Angie's List every year. I've known Mark and his family for years. Call 405-720-6200 for a free estimate. You'll be happy you chose Covenant Roofing. We do it right the first time. When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies to honor a patriot of the game throughout this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Third down and nine for Baylor from their own 15. They'll go empty. Going right to left, Baylor. 3-0 Sooners. Back to pass, Brewer. Three-man rush. Under pressure! They got it! The IT department showed up. It's Isaiah Thomas. A sack. Three tight end set. Handoff Ebner. No, keeper. Yeah, handoff Ebner, and he's crunched near the goal line. They're going to say back inside the two-yard line. Brian Asamoah, the first in on the tackle. It'll be third and 11. The University of Oklahoma and Sooner Sports Properties would like to thank our concession partner, Rib Crit, Chick-fil-A, Frito-Lay, Nacho Express, and Kona Ice. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind every Thursday, 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. We await the postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley. Sooners beat Baylor tonight 27-14. They secure a spot in the Big 12 championship game against Iowa State. Ted, your thoughts tonight?
Well, it was an interesting game. You know, offensively, we obviously didn't have it. We never got the running game really established. That's the first time in a long time. But that was kind of the problem we had earlier this year. Offensive line had a bad night. There was some free runners back there. Rattler was under pressure quite a bit. You know, they were splitting us on some of our run game on that GT counter that we ran quite a bit. You know, we didn't really test him downfield a whole heck of a lot of times. I thought Rattler wasn't as crisp as he has been. You know, some of the passes, like even some of the completions, were just not in a very good spot. That one touchdown to Braden Willis probably should have been intercepted. Just didn't seem like a very clean out offensively. But defensively, I thought they were excellent. Considering that they were down a bunch of starters and numbers, fact that they played as well as they did, I thought was great. It's probably one of those where for Oklahoma, you mark it as a W, you grade it. It's not going to be a fun film session, but you move on to West Virginia. And for Baylor, it's probably one where, you know, the whole moral victory issue is something that we don't care to get into here. But I'll tell you that, well, what I saw from that team, we talked about this pregame, we're catching the best Baylor squad after the rough start to the season that they had because of COVID, new scheme, new staff, all of that stuff. That team is trending in the right direction. There's some really good young players there. I think there's only one or two seniors on the entire team that are contributing right now. So that's a young team that got, you know, some tough mileage on them this year, but you see signs, especially defensively, that they could be really good in the future.
I don't think what happened tonight is surprising. You know, when you looked at how much OU was favored by and everything they've gone through the last 2 weeks, I at least kind of expected this to be a little bit ugly tonight. Baylor's a tough team. This could be closer than people think. It just was not the manner in which I thought it might be a high-scoring game. Like, I thought they'd have a hard time stopping our offense, and with as many defensive guys that we didn't have tonight, maybe we'd have a hard time with them. So the fact that it was a low-scoring game surprised me.
Well, I mean, we talked about this during the broadcast. You know, the fact that, like, how many times in the last 5 years has Oklahoma been outgained yardage-wise? It's rare. Even in losses, it's rare that they're outgained yardage-wise.
Especially if the opponent only has 288.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Which is, you know, it's funny that we had the conversation with the Baylor play-by-play guy here, you know, before the game, just talking, going over some of the rosters and who we thought would be playing and not. And, you know, we knew the stat, but he brought up that how good our offense is, and we've scored 28 and 60 straight games, and this would not have been the game that you circle. Like, Iowa State in the Big 12 championship, okay. You know, that's a really good defense.
Right.
That's did not see that coming tonight against Baylor, for sure.
Well, that streak ends. New streak starts, though. They've now scored at least 27 points in 61 straight games.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
Blue
true.
Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma and OU Athletics have teamed up to recognize outstanding teachers in our classrooms and communities. Visit OUTeacherOfTheGame.com to nominate your teacher to be honored at an OU football game and win $1,000. When we come back, Lincoln Riley, Sooners win it 27-14. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
Smart decisions bring the biggest returns, like the 2020 GMC Sierra. Built on a foundation of professional-grade engineering that brings a strong performance year after year. Offering the world's first multi-pro tailgate. This tailgate takes innovation to the next level with six distinct functions that let you load, unload, and access the cargo box quicker and easier. For the tough jobs, you'll find available innovative trailering technologies and powerful engine options to help you get the work done with ease. No matter your needs, Sierra has you covered. From bold and street-inspired looks to heightened off-road capability, there's an optional package to make your 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck more unique. But the excitement doesn't stop there. Sierra comes with GMC Pro-Grade Protection for even more peace of mind. Test drive a 2020 GMC Sierra today and experience a wise investment that really delivers. See your central Oklahoma GMC dealers.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health. The future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
Cruisin' Auto Spot, Norman's Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Where you get the 7-day clean car guarantee. Now you can join the Cruisin' Mobile Text Club. Text CRUISE and the number 1 to 30400 and receive a free car wash courtesy of Cruisin' Auto Spa, located at 1235 West Main in Norman. Make sure you visit their website for more information. CruisinAutoSpa.com. Messaging and data rates may occur.
Is your current self-storage old, run down, dark, and dingy? It doesn't have to be. Let us introduce you to Storage, spelled S-T-O-R-I-J. Storage is your newest self-storage option, located in the heart of OKC. And we're changing the way you store your stuff, from 12-foot ceilings and 10-foot doors to modular shelving to help you organize your things and more. If you already have self-storage, we'll move you to our facility for free. Call us at 405-842-STOR today. That's 405-842-7867.
Weiss goes in motion. He'll join Rambo right side of the formation now. Split backs. They will hand to Ramondre up the middle to the one, pushing, turning, touchdown! Ram, bam! And the Sooners, for the first time tonight, pay dirt. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Sooners beat Baylor tonight, 27-14 in the home finale. It's time now for our postgame interview with Lincoln Riley, brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, and we go down to Chris Plank.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby, down here with Coach Lincoln Riley. Coach, congrats on the win, man. You put it together with everything you possibly could, you know, down equipment guys, down coaches, down players, but you got the win tonight. Congrats.
Yeah, no, we did a good job. I mean, it was a difficult week and not knowing if you're going to be able to play, but I give the guys a lot of credit. You know, I thought we did some really good things, certainly defensively, really the majority of the night. I thought the guys played well, especially with obviously all the position changes, all the missing players. I thought defensively we handled it well. I thought special teams did a pretty good job as well. What a kick it was by Gabe Berkich there. Thought we, you know, covered the majority of the night pretty well, again, with a lot of new faces. So it certainly was a plus there. Offensively, just really kind of didn't play very good. And really, they weren't coached very good this week, so they didn't have much of a chance. So hopefully their coach can figure it out and do a little bit better the rest of the way.
With that in mind, let's focus on a couple of these guys in the secondary that really stepped up. I mean, Robert Barnes has been playing inside backer, and he's out there playing in that nickel and that safety. That cross-training coach has been so huge for some of those guys.
Yeah, and honestly, that had to kind of come together here in the last few days. I mean, wow. We had a lot of people that weren't available tonight, and so had to find a way, you know, against a team that had some, you know, good momentum coming off the Kansas State win. So, I give defensively our guys a lot of credit. You know, I thought the front was pretty active once again. I thought we did some, you know, really good things in the secondary. Obviously, had the couple of picks that were monster plays, and you know, we kind of kept putting those guys back out there on the field, you know, with not playing the way we needed to offensively, and really we just continue to respond time after time.
How important is it to not give up on the run? Because you didn't tonight. You kept sticking with it, kept going with it, had a couple big runs. How important is that for an offense to just not give up on something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it was frustrating because we felt like we had some things there that, you know, that we didn't execute very good, and then a couple of bad calls by me that put us in bad positions. So it wasn't a very good plan. And again, I just think through the week, we didn't put our guys in position to succeed the way we needed to. So, running the ball is always going to be a part of who we are. And we're obviously going to have to do a lot better job of it here the rest of the way.
Okay, I get you out two more. I'm an overly optimistic, completely glass half full kind of a guy. So is there a positive to take away from the offense not clicking on all cylinders and still finding a way to get a win?
Well, yeah. I mean, there is. I mean, we made some key plays at key times and got the ball in the end zone a few times and did it at some important times. So, no, it certainly wasn't all bad. And the difference between playing good and not playing up to your standard is so small at this level. And, you know, we've got to fight back and have a better overall week and certainly play a lot sharper.
And then finally, what's really clicked with this defense? I mean, it's just – it's found another level getting out to the quarterback force and turnovers. It's really been a difference maker.
Yeah, guys are playing well. They're playing consistent, you know, playing hard. We're still continuing to play a lot of guys, which I think has helped us. And, you know, I think mentality-wise has been what you want it to be. And, you know, they continue to play. And you don't see that sense of satisfaction. I mean, they want more, and that's how the really good groups are.
Congrats on the win back in the Big 12 championship game. Good luck next week, Coach.
All right, thank you.
That's Lincoln Riley, our postgame interview presented by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, reminding you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooners game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. Sooners win at 27-14. We'll hear from Ronnie Perkins next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Rib Crib, we tip our hats to craftsmanship. When you take your sweet time and do it by hand without shortcuts, it always leads to the good stuff. The pitmasters at Rib Crib practice their craft every single day, slow smoking with hickory around the clock to bring you righteous ribs, sit your butt down brisket, smoked chicken, pulled pork, and all the other good stuff you love. Rib Crib, smoking the good stuff.
Hey, Jason, if you're going on a road trip, what's the first thing and the final thing you do?
I'm going to check and make sure my car is going to make it.
That's right, and how crazy would it be if you hadn't driven your car in quite some time, and then you set out on a trip to California without getting a checkup?
That would be pretty crazy, but so many people do the same exact thing with their home's furnace. It's so important to get yours checked by a professional so you're not stranded this winter.
You know it for sure, Jason. Air Comfort Solutions is the perfect call to ensure your home is safe and warm this winter.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health, the future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
What does Jewel, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every quarterback needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Brewer hit, gets away in the backfield. Now he sits down. He got away from Perkins, spun back, and then he was staring right at Isaiah Thomas and waved the white flag.
Dr. Tim Shannon, Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively, proud to present the junior captain of the game with your OU team captains at each home game. For info on how your child can become a junior captain, upcoming maybe basketball, baseball game, go to orthoexc.com. Sooners beat Baylor 27-14 tonight on Owen Field. Ronnie Perkins, a big factor again. He's downstairs with Chris Plank.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. Thanks a lot, Teddy. Another big night for Ronnie Perkins. You guys are really feeling it. But just kind of take me through the energy, the feeling, the game plan, and how it all came together tonight.
Just as a D-line, man. We was missing a lot of guys, you know, in the secondary linebacker. So we just took it upon ourselves, you know. We still completely had our group, really, besides Nick. So we just took it upon ourselves to bring the energy to the defense, you know, and have the defense play through us.
You were talking about some of those younger guys. Even seeing Joseph Wettek get out there a little bit late. I mean, it's good to have that depth to get you guys rested. But I know you want to be in there. So how fun was it to be able to have the success that you were getting after Charlie Brewer tonight?
It was real fun. You know, I feel like I left a few out there on the field, but at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I played well to help my team win the game.
Isaiah Thomas is going to give you credit for that sack, right?
Yeah, he better. I told him on the sideline, he better. Like, we're going to have a problem. So.
when the momentum, can you even begin to describe to us what it feels like when you get that momentum going and you just feel like you've completely taken away one aspect of the game? I mean, Baylor couldn't run the football tonight if they wanted to. What's that like for you guys on the sideline and when you're out there on the field?
It's like a great feeling, really, because, like, you pretty much know what they're going to do. Like you said, like, it's hard for a team to run the ball. What's the next best thing they could do? They're down by a lot of points, so it's time to pin our ears back and go get the quarterback.
Everything that is usually fun about being a college football player has changed this year. You know, being able to have dinner with friends, team dinners. But you guys, You guys have maintained, only had one hiccup, and you're getting a chance to do it again next week. Ronnie, can you take us through what that day-to-day challenge is like and how you guys have embraced it?
You know, it's real hard, just like the simple things, you know, wearing a mask all the time, having to be masked in practice, like having to go in and out the locker room at a certain time, not just being able to walk in as you please. It's real different, but I feel like just as a team, Coach Riley, he did a good job of just helping us embrace it, not looking at it in a negative way, just looking at it in a positive way.
I'll let you get out of here on this. Can you take us through where the confidence level is for this team right now after the tough start, 1-2, and now in a position to not only go to Morgantown and play another game next week, but you get to go back to the Big 12 championship game.
I feel like our confidence level is pretty high, but we still got a lot of unfinished business to handle. So I don't feel like we'll completely be where we want to be until we finish what we got to finish.
Congrats on the win, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ronnie Perkins' numbers tonight, 5 tackles, a half sack, 1.5 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hurries. Isaiah Thomas, 2.5 sacks tonight, Teddy. He's up to 8 now on the year.
He played well. He was aggressive. He had the one really nice speed rush with the little swipe move for a good, clean sack early on, and just continues to bring a ton of energy to that defensive line, penetration, running sideline to sideline. I mean, that I'm telling you, that three-man group between Perkins, Perrion Winfrey, and Isaiah Thomas is by far the best in this conference and one of the better groups in the country.
Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2020 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integris Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. Brian Odom had an interesting week. We'll hear from him next. Sooners win at 27-14. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
It happens a lot at Whataburger. You take your first bite and suddenly you have a flavor epiphany. When things come together in a flavorful flash of, well, first bite perfection. Crispy bacon perfectly matched with the smoky heat of Hatch green chilies paired with 2 types of cheese, all coming together bite after perfect bite. Good thing there's the new limited time Hatch green chili bacon burger at Whataburger. Available by dine-in, drive-thru, curbside, and in select locations. Delivery fees may vary.
Who cleans your building? When your partner's with Janicky, you're getting a true janitorial partner. Our franchisees are business owners. It's their business to take care of yours. It's this dedication that's kept Janicky at the top for 50 years. And as the official cleaning partner of Oklahoma Sooners football, you can be sure that we've got the game plan to tackle any type of facility. Janicky provides clean results. Visit janicky.com.
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/Sooners Ortho. Visit mercy.net/Sooners Ortho. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
The ultimate Sooner fan deserves the ultimate watch party. Win the ultimate watch party set with everything a true OU fan needs to host their own football game watch party. Plus $250. Just go to mitfirst.com/register to register your MitFirst debit or credit card today. Offer ends December 31st. No purchase necessary. MitFirst Bank. True to your money. Member FDIC.
You know that sound. Laundry time. Time that would be better spent doing something else. Anything else. But laundry time can be better with an energy-efficient natural gas clothes dryer. Better performance with fluffier towels and better savings with lower energy bills and up to $450 in rebates. And they dry faster. So you'll hear this sound sooner. Make laundry time better spent. Visit OklahomaNaturalGas.com/rebates.
three wides. Tight end is Jeremiah Hall. Back to pass, Rattler looks left, throws out to the left, caught, open, Weiss, his guy fell down, 30, and he's out of bounds. Rattler fakes a handoff, flush to the right, sets up, now he's flushed back to the left. Still looking to throw, does late, end zone, Weiss is there, touchdown! Touchdown pass to Theo Weiss is your Pizza Hut delivery of the game tonight. When OU wins, you win free pizza. Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. 27-14 the final. Chris Plank downstairs with Brian Odom.
All right, thanks a lot, Ted. Thanks a lot, Toby. We're down here with Brian Odom, the inside backers coach. Coach, what a performance tonight from this defense. What was really clicking? What kind of really had this defense flying around like they did tonight?
You know, when you get to the point where you start dictating the things that they do from kind of take one thing away that they do and run the ball, then it kind of obviously now you got to contain the quarterback and hold up in coverage. And with our guys up front, how active they are and hard to block, that, you know, that helps everybody behind them go execute those coverages and containing a quarterback.
You know, the one thing that kind of stands out to me is just how, well, we got Ronnie that rolls in here. This defensive line is playing and just getting after the quarterback like they are. And can you kind of take us through how that opens things up for your guys, your backers, to be able to make plays?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, those guys, the Ronnie and the guys up front, they take up they demand so much attention from the guy from their front five, from their offensive line, and also from their backs. And it allows, you know, the second level guys to be able to run, use their speed and athleticism to make plays in space. And you know, with the pressure that these guys get on a consistent basis, you know, they're really kind of setting the tone as you go out on defense. And you really kind of, it's fun when you can start dictating the things that the offense does.
Took away the running game. Did you expect them to throw the ball around that much tonight?
Yeah, we thought that we anticipated them having a hard time running the ball. And again, it's a credit to the guys up front and our D-line coaches and Coach Tibbs and Coach Kane. Those guys do a great job with the guys up front. And they're so active and they're so hard to block. And the way that those guys play, it just, I can't say enough about the guys up front.
A couple more and I'll let you get out of here. First, back in the Big 12 championship game again, can you take us through what you've seen from this team and the way that it's gelled and overcome some early adversity this year?
Yeah, I think that we're really concerned with next week. Let's go on the road and let's try to get a win on the road. Try to get 1 week better. We'll get to that next game as it comes. But we go back to work starting tomorrow and Monday. Can't wait to start to prepare for another opponent. A very quality opponent on the road is going to be a tough place to play, as it always is, and we've got our work cut out for that. And it's that we're not concerned with the Big 12 at this moment. That will come, but we really needed to focus in this next week, preparation and prepare the right way and go attack it.
And then a final thought: saw a lot of guys having to move around tonight, tough with the numbers and COVID the way that it is. A guy like a Robert Barnes playing safety, you know, seeing guys move around. Yeah. I mean, that versatility is pretty big time.
Yeah, and we, you know, going into the year, you kind of anticipate some things happening as far as, you know, it's a realistic situation that could happen. That you know, you got get different guys going you got to have a plan for it, you know, and when you got a lot of experience on the defense and also the benefit of that, the defense doesn't change. So you got 11 guys that know what's going on. That's kind of the key. You can kind of plug guys in at different spots and it still functions at a high level.
Brian, congrats on the man. We'll see you next week in Morgantown.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Last 3 weeks, Teddy, OU holds Kansas to 9 points, OSU 13, Baylor tonight 14. It's the lowest point total for three consecutive Big 12 opponents since 06. Is that right, stats? Since 2006. Pretty fun to watch what this defense has done this year.
It is. It's impressive. That defensive line is where it all starts. Good, consistent play from a bunch of guys. I'll bet that the 06 unit didn't have 20 different players play in big-time moments. You know, that's one of the things that Grinch has talked about since he started. Now, last year they did it because they want fresh bodies out there. They want everyone to be able to play at 100% full speed every single snap. And at times you're like, well, gosh, they need to play their starters more. Why do they have their best players standing over there next to the coach on the sideline? Well, fast forward a year and you're in a worldwide pandemic and you don't know what guys you're going to have week by week. And it sets you up to have better play deeper into your roster than maybe some other teams are used to, you know, and their practices are set up to where those twos and even threes get way more reps than they do anywhere else. And I think that's a big benefit for them. So they're getting good play all three levels right now. But, you know, the secondary, the reason they look so different is because there's trust on the defensive line. They know that football's coming out quick. They can stay tighter. They can jump underneath routes. So it's changed everything for them.
Sooner football brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. When we come back, we'll look at the stats tonight. Still to come, Gale Gundy, Trey Norwood, Theo Weiss. Sooners win at 27-14. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities as the OU Home Gate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland, your Home Gate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Are you tired of old, rundown, dark, and dingy storage facilities? It doesn't have to be that way anymore. Let us introduce you to Storage, spelled S-T-O-R-I-J. Storage is your newest self-storage option, located in the heart of OKC. And we're changing the way you store your stuff, from 12-foot ceilings and 10-foot doors to modular shelving to help you organize your things and more. If you already have self-storage, we'll move you to our facility for free. Call us at 405-842-STOR today. That's 405-842-7867.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner football has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, farm fresh for over 50 years. Coca-Cola, no matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. And by Professional Turf Products. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Five wides again. Brewer back to pass. Three-man rush. Looks right. Throws across the middle. Batted down. Josh Ellison knocked it down, and it'll be fourth down. There's the snap. Brewer back on fourth down. Looking. Flushed left. Still looking. Got to throw it. He does. Picked off. Intercepted by DJ Graham. Welcome back to the Bud Light Postgame Show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. 27-14, OU beats Baylor tonight. Time to look at our final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Mex. Ted, jump in when something catches your ear. Total yards tonight, Baylor outgained OU 288 to 269.
That catches my ear. That's a shock.
Sooners passed for 193, ran for 76.
Tell me what you think. I didn't think Spencer Rattler was very crisp tonight. Now, part of that had to do with the offensive line being a little off. He was under quite a bit of pressure. But, you know, some of his passes just weren't as accurate as we're used to. Now, he did make some nice plays, escaping, getting out of the pocket, and creating stuff downfield. But I thought his accuracy seemed to be a little off.
Put it in danger way more than he has been. Didn't look comfortable. Held on to the ball too long at times. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a single thing about the offense that looked normal.
That's
tonight.
A good point.
Baylor ran for 25 yards, threw for 263. Each team had 8 penalties tonight. OU 5 of 13 on third downs. Baylor 6 for 21. Baylor went for it on fourth down 8 times tonight. They were 6 for 8. Sooners had 3 sacks. Baylor had 4. Individual numbers. Spencer Rattler goes 20 for 28, 193 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Ramondre, 15 carries, 50 yards, and a touchdown. Pledger, 6 for 38. I thought he was the better back tonight.
Yeah, 6 for 38, and those 6 carries were aggressive. He was a violent runner tonight.
Theo Weiss, 5 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Ramondre, 5 catches, 48 yards. Braden Willis, 3 for 30 and a score. Rambo, 3 for 13. Drake Stoops, 1 for 13. He had like the first catch of the night, and it was spectacular. Never got another one.
Yeah, and he had tough duty all night in that slot on some of their shorter passes where he had to block Petrie there, number 8 for Baylor, who's the best player on their team, and did a pretty good job. He got early, it was a handful. He got better at it as the night went on.
Hazelwood, 1 catch for 12. Howard, 1 for 12. Marvin Mims, 1 catch tonight for negative 1 yards. Remember, he got popped there early in the game. That was his only grab. For Baylor, Charlie Brewer threw it 56 times tonight, 30 for 56, 263 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Their leading ball carrier was their 5th-string running back, Jonah White, 3 carries for 18 yards. Charlie Brewer carried it 13 times tonight for 1 yard. Receiving, White, Jonah White, 9 catches, 63 yards. Gavin Holmes, 5 for 28. Tyquan Thornton had 4 for 53 and a score.
I'll tell you what's not in there real quick is I think we probably batted 6 or 7 balls at the line of scrimmage. And a lot of those in big critical situations, you never know if they would have been completed passes downfield, but – you know, that's a big chunk of that incompletion percentage there for Charlie Brewer. It was a really good job by our defensive line. They tried to neutralize us up front. Tons of screens, tons of quick stuff, trying to get the ball out of his hand, a lot of max protection. And those guys knew that if they weren't getting home, find the quarterback's eyes, get their hands up, and that was a big factor.
6 batted balls tonight. Let's see. Asamoah got 1. Winfrey 1. John Michael Terry 1, Josh Ellison, Corey Roberson, LaRon Stokes.
Good job. Really good job.
Final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo, fresh Mex ingredients built to order. Leading tacklers, I should give you that. Delarian Turner, Yell, and Brian Mead each had 7 tackles tonight. 2.5 sacks for Isaiah Thomas. Abram Smith, 12 tackles to lead the way for Baylor.
Turner, Yell, really nice night. He had to play a couple of different safety spots. He was playing the strong and the free. And he had a couple of really nice, he had some good physical tackles, and then he had some nice just one-on-one, bring-them-down tackles. Good night by 32.
Theo Weiss had a touchdown tonight. We'll hear from him next. Sooners beat Baylor 27-14. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
Kids are back in school and athletes are back at practice, but not without crazy challenges. There's very little that's normal, from social distancing to wearing masks to missing the big events we all love and look forward to. We've never been through a time like this. What hasn't changed for all educators is how we approach our calling to educate students. Our determination is just as high. Our focus is laser sharp because we know something others can only imagine. There's no greater feeling than making a difference in the lives of young people. Be an educator. Make that difference. Passion and perseverance. It's what we do.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Grom's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger, available for a limited time at Brahms.
Today's horoscope brought to you by Geico.
People will take note of your sunny disposition, Sagittarius. That's because you just switched to Geico and discovered you could save hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance. However, your newfound inner glow may prompt unfounded rumors. Did you get a promotion? Or you want a juice cleanse? Did they give you too much anesthesia at your dentist appointment? Your secret is safe with us, Sagittarius.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities as the OU Home Gate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland, your Home Gate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Did you know Pike Pass is the fastest, safest, and most efficient way to travel Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas? Don't worry with the nickels and dimes. Get there in time. Set up an account in a snap online at PikePass.com, by phone at 1-800-PIKE-PASS, or visit one of our stores. A Pike Pass account can be opened for only $40 in prepaid tolls. Hey Sooners, don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. For more information, call 1-800-PIKE-PASS or visit PikePass.com.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, Sooner football has been brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelter.com. And by Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients built to order. Bank of Oklahoma, long live your money. Also brought to you in part by Pizza Hut and by Raising Cane's. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners at OU.edu or tweet them to at OU on the air. It's time to talk Sooner football.
Snap back, hold down, kick is away. Looks like it has the distance, and it is good. Berkich from 50. Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley on Tuesdays from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. 7 o'clock. Teddy Lehman has just let us know of a skill he has we did not know. Give him any country in the world and he can name the capital of that country.
I'm rusty, let me just tell you that.
No, I'm impressed. Theo Weiss had a touchdown tonight, 5 catches. He's downstairs.
All right, guys, Theo Weiss, big night, touchdown. But it seemed like it took a while for things to get going, and it was never really consistent. What was that challenge like? What was the sideline like to keep everyone on the same page and not get frustrated offensively?
It was just a little adversity. You know, we just had some real early in the game. Just keep everybody's head up, and just everything gonna play out like it should.
Okay, obviously we didn't get a chance to talk to you on Monday, but take me through what it was like to suddenly go from preparing for West Virginia to boom, facility shutdown, Baylor time. What was that adjustment like?
It was hard, honestly. I'm not going to lie to you. It was tough, But as a team, we came together. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew our goal for the rest of the season. And we worked through it, and, we were just getting prepared for Baylor.
All right, with that in mind, take me through everything for you that you felt like was working from the timing, from really you and Spencer, really the only thing in the passing game that seemed to be working tonight. What was it that kind of clicked for you guys tonight?
Just day in, day out, just keep working with each other, before practice, after practice, during practice, just getting in that extra film. Just communicating a lot, just making sure we're on the same page at all times.
I know this isn't the numbers that you guys want to put up, and I know this wasn't the kind of performance the offense wants, but, Theo, how reassuring is it when you see the defense go out and do what they did tonight?
Man, I love it. I love seeing Speed D go out there and ball, you know. It just brings some more just excitement and just juice to just the whole sideline, the whole Norman, you know, it just gets the offense more fired up as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost as if everyone kind of feeds off it. And that, to me, that's a sign of a great team, to where it's complimentary football all the way around, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We definitely feed off the energy Speed D's been bringing. They've been bringing it all season.
All right, I'll let you go on one final thought. Your confidence level right now, I know it's high personally and individually, but confidence level in this team. I mean, how do you feel about the way this squad bounced back? Clinched a spot in the Big 12 championship game. Got to go to Morgantown next week, but you feeling good about where this team is right now?
Yeah, definitely. I feel good for sure. Definitely got a lot of room for improvement.
That's the key, right? Congrats on the win, man, Theo. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
That's Theo Weiss. Steady, I need our mid-first bank player of the game tonight. Maybe it's Theo Weiss.
He did have a nice night, but gosh, it would feel wrong to give player of the game to a guy on the offense, not on the defense. The defense was fantastic. I thought the defensive line did a really good job, but man.
Wete?
I may go with Turner Yell. I really might, and I know he's not going to just jump off of there at everyone with a bunch of really big plays, but a workmanlike night that he put in, had a bunch of really nice tackles, had to play multiple positions with Pat Fields being out. That's difficult to do, and you've got to be on the money at safety. I would probably go with him or, you know, Graham had that interception, and that was kind of tough duty for him also coming into a bigger role at corner and had a huge play of the night with Baylor driving. So, probably for me, Turner Yell. I know that's going to be a weird one for people, but I like the game that he played.
Rarely do you get these wrong, but you missed it tonight. But that's okay. MidFirst Bank is a premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU credit and debit card. Visit midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Congratulations to our MidFirst Bank player of the game tonight, Isaiah Thomas. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Cale Gundy next.
So wrong.
He had 2.5 sacks tonight.
I know, but you can't overrule. Ask me if you're going to overrule me.
Well, you rarely do you miss it that badly. So okay. I just, you know, sometimes you got to step in.
Fair.
We'll be back with Cale Gundy next. Sooners won it 27-14 tonight. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
Toby Rowland here for Covenant Roofing, a family-owned and operated business where you will receive quality products at an affordable price. The best roof for the least out-of-pocket expense. You need no money down when you choose Covenant Roofing. They have an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau and have received the Super Service Award from Angie's List every year. I've known Mark and his family for years. Call 405-720-6200 for a free estimate. You'll be happy you chose Covenant Roofing. We do it right the first time.
Third down and inches, the pass. He's in the end zone, and what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone, placed there by Marianne's Reynolds for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice-looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Marianne's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Marianne's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Marianne's Reynolds for special events. 751-3100.
Hey, Gary, what kind of condition do you think your car would be in if you hadn't driven it since last February?
Well, Pilgrim, let me tell you, it wouldn't be very good. You know, the tire pressure would be low, oil levels would be low. You never know, you might have a possum in your tank. Not good.
It's a crazy thing to think about. So many people neglect their furnace tune-ups, and chances are those furnaces haven't been used in quite some time.
That is a crazy thought. Let me tell you, it's a good call when you call Air Comfort Solutions. That will ensure your home furnace is running like a dream and possum-free.
Air Comfort Solutions. Keep your home safe and warm this winter.
I'm attorney Jordan Klinger at McIntyre Law. We have over 100 years of experience fighting for Oklahomans injured in automobile and semi-accidents. Distracted driving is an epidemic. According to government studies, 1 in 4 crashes now involve texting and driving. That's 1.6 million accidents caused each year by distracted drivers. If you have been injured and you want to know your rights, call us now. The consultation is free. We love what we do, and we're good at it. We are trial lawyers. Call McIntyre Law today.
Hey, it's me, Friday. I don't mean to complain because, you know, TGIF and all that, but I'm done with Saturday stealing all of the headlines. Welcome to Fajita Friday at Taco Mayo. They take a fresh steamed flour tortilla and fill it with fresh grilled achiote steak, sauteed onions and peppers, cheddar jack cheese, and special chipotle sauce. Then they roll it up and toast it on a grill. That's right, Saturday. Soon, you'll be just another day after Friday. Fajita Friday, only at Taco Mayo.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
They'll go empty again. They send the back, Jonah White, out to the right. Brewer back to pass, four-man rush under pressure. Knocked down, Perry on Winfrey. Enough! Sooners win it tonight, 27-14 over Baylor. Let's go downstairs. Chris Plank is with Sooner assistant coach Cale Gundy.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. We're here with Sooner running backs coach Cale Gundy. Okay, before we talk about this game tonight, what was it like out on the practice field this week to look and see Bob Stoops running around out there with you guys?
That was pretty cool, you know, especially having such a long relationship that I've had with him. And obviously, you know, I've still been extremely close with him. We talk on the phone. We see each other, you know. So it's always good to see Bob, you know, he's – such a big part of this program, this history, and this tradition, and you know, he cares so much about this place. It was good to see him.
Do you know what I thought was cool, Cale? Because we had Jamar Cain on Coach's Corner, and we talked to Coach Simmons about it, and to hear how Jamar talked about him, you know, I think sometimes we were around Coach so much, we don't realize what it meant to other guys in the coaching industry.
Yeah, I think Jamar mentioned to me sometime this week, he goes, wow, I saw Coach Stoops. You know, he goes, I was kind of in awe of him, you know, and I was kind of like you, you know, I see him all the time, I talk to him on the phone, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he's a legend.
I think I said running backs coach. Inside receivers coach. It all merges together. But Drake Stoops had that big catch early on third down. I know that you've been without Austin Stogner, but getting Jane Hazelwood back, having those numbers, how are you feeling about where this room is progressing?
Well, we're getting there. You know, it's good to get, to have Jaden back. Obviously, he was out last week and, you know, got him back this week. And, you know, he's – you know, obviously having the injury, he misses a lot of reps, but he's getting back into the groove. And he's such a great kid. He's a hard worker, such a great kid. He cares a lot about this program, and it's good to have him and Drake in the same room.
You've been around a lot of these Big 12 championship opportunities and championship wins. This team has overcome a lot of early adversity. What have you seen? When was that moment where you maybe thought, okay, this team's got a chance to really turn it around?
Oh, shoot. You know, I mean, we were playing good even in games when we got beat, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, it's just, just finish certain things, little things here and there. And everybody's had some adversity this year. And you can't always just, say, hey, we're the only ones that's kind of overcome it. Everybody's been going through this, and it's been tough. It really has been. But, you know, this has been a good football team from day one. I just think it took us a few weeks to kind of get settled in and to play more comfortable and play team ball.
It's different for the players, but, Kel, you're having a coach completely different than you've ever had before. But going virtual for, 4 or 5 days this past week, had the spring and kind of the summer help prepare you guys for that moment?
No, it did. It was a much smoother transition this week. You hate not being around your guys as much, but seeing them on Zoom – being able to see him out of practice, you know, still makes it worthwhile. But it's been different. There's no doubt, and we've adapted to it well. Coach Riley's led us in a good direction, and we look forward to get back here tomorrow and go to work.
Okay. And now, speaking of getting back to work, Coach was kind of critical of how he felt like the offense executed tonight. Where do you want to see this offense continue to improve to be sharper next time out?
Well, you just gotta you gotta prepare, and you gotta take every single snap, every practice rep you get, needs to be at a high level. And it's hard to play at a high level every single day, every single rep. But the good team's got to push for that. And, you know, we got to come back and get ready to go and, you know, have a great game against West Virginia.
Congrats on the win, Cale. Appreciate you still coming by, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Cale Gundy. Stop on by your hometown Whataburger and try their one-of-a-kind patty melt with two all-beef patties, grilled onions, Monterey Jack cheese, their famous creamy pepper sauce, all on Texas toast. It's like telling your taste buds how much you love them. West Virginia up next. They got smacked pretty good in Ames today, Ted, but you've seen the Mountaineers a lot. What do you think about them?
I think they're a good football team. Saw some of the game today. Have to go back and watch it a little bit closer, but their defense has played really, really good. They've led the Big 12 in most categories for most of the season, despite not winning a whole bunch of games. Daigie's been one of the better quarterbacks in the conference, and he has not been talked about at all. They got a good running back in Letty Brown. I think it's a good all-around football team now. I don't know what their mentality is. It's late in the season. They're out of the conference standings. It's just a weird spot to be in. So, I mean, I would expect a big-time Power 5 team like West Virginia to show up and put their best effort out there, but you just really never know. And, you know, if we do get West Virginia's best, like I expect, things could be a tough football game.
Today kind of continued the season-long trend for them. Good at home, not very good on the road.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to play them at their place, so we'll see. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Trey Norwood coming up as we wrap up here in the not-too-distant future, the Sooner postgame show. OU wins at 27-14 tonight over Baylor. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies to honor a patriot of the game throughout this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to start saving money using the My76 app, here's a hint. The perfect time is anytime. You can start saving now. Or, you know, just wait until the next time you need gas. Whatever time is your right time, start using the My76 app to save up to 25 cents per gallon. 76. We're on the driver's side. 25 cents is a combined saving of 10 cents off per gallon up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating 76 locations and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the My76 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
Yeah, my son beat me at basketball because I got hurt sinking a three-pointer. Well, maybe I hurt myself on mowing the lawn, but that's not important. Then my buddy at work told me about CBD. I never trusted this stuff before, but he insisted that I try it. It's called Colorado Cure's CBD Hot Cream. And let me tell you, my back has never felt better. I got more at CBD Plus USA. The store was real clean, and the nice staff told me all about CBD. But all I needed to know was that it worked.
Live your best life with CBD Plus USA.
Is your current self-storage old, run down, dark, and dingy? It doesn't have to be. Let us introduce you to Storage, spelled S-T-O-R-I-J. Storage is your newest self-storage option, located in the heart of OKC. And we're changing the way you store your stuff, from 12-foot ceilings and 10-foot doors to modular shelving to help you organize your things and more. If you already have self-storage, we'll move you to our facility for free. Call us at 405-842-STOR today. That's 405-842-7867.
Pizza Hut has complete coverage for your game day needs. Turn tailgating into home gating and let us feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes, starting with two oven-fresh, one-topping medium pizzas, then add either five breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings, or go wild and add a third medium one-topping pizza. Remember, when the Sooners win, you win with buy one, get one large free pizza on Sunday and Monday following the game using online code SoonersWin. Get more details at Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
OU football is back, and so is Backstage Limo, ready to provide safe, affordable transportation for our OU family and fans. Like most businesses, Backstage Limo had to make adjustments due to COVID, but I'm proud to announce that in the interest of public safety, we are using the cutting-edge technology of air reactors to fully disinfect our limos. So now you can ride to and from the games with confidence and peace of mind. Visit BackstageLimo.net for more information on our sanitizing protocols and to book your ride to the next OU game.
on the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Sooner football has been brought to you by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Allstate, protecting you has no offseason. You're in good hands with Allstate. And by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Back to pass, Rattler play action, under pressure, throws late, nearly picked, it's gone! Touchdown! Braden Willis! That was remarkable! Sooner fans, come visit the best place to gear up on your favorite OU products. The Sooner Shop is the official fan shop of OU Athletics, located on the west side of Gaylord Family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. Open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5. Curbside pickup also available through the Sooner Sports To Go app. Great place to pick up a Christmas present for the Sooner fan in your life. OU beats Baylor in the home finale tonight, 27-14. We got one more interview for you. Here's Trey Norwood.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We're down here with Trey Norwood, man. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Completely took away the running game from Baylor. What kind of key things for you guys defensively tonight?
Just, you know, playing to our standard, you know what I mean? Making sure we execute the bottom line each and every snap, getting lined up, getting the calls, and, you know what I mean, just trusting our technique, trusting the call, and going out there and executing.
So I think I'm on the third person I'm going to ask about Robert Barnes tonight, because here is a guy that I see that's bulked up. He's in that inside backer room, and then the next thing I know, I see him, he's out there playing safety with you. What that just shows the challenges of what personnel can be like during this, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. And if anybody, I'm the most happy for him. You know, if every, most people know, you know what I mean, me and him, that's like my brother. That's my go-to. So, you know what I mean, just him being able to not be selfish and do that for the team and go out there and produce. He had a great game, like I said. So I'm proud of him, happy for him. And I mean, glad he got to be out there. I'm glad I got to be back out there with him again, too. You know what I mean? Brought back old times, old memories. So it's just one of those type deals that you love seeing and stuff like that.
Doesn't take an investigative reporter to look around and see 44 is not out there, to see Pat's not out there, to see that Woody's not out there. Trey, can you take us through what the challenges were like in preparing, knowing that you were down so many key contributors, so many starters in the secondary this week?
It's one of those type deals. Honestly, I didn't get to prepare.
You didn't get to prepare, right? You just found out like the other day that you were cleared, right?
Right. I got cleared. I got cleared yesterday, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, but you know what I mean? Just being locked in during the Zoom calls, you know what I mean? Being able to watch practice throughout, you know what I mean, throughout the quarantine. I could just tell guys, you know, were locked in. There was no drop off. You could tell guys were, you know what I mean, still playing to that standard, still living up, you know what I mean, playing to the bottom line, and just making sure they were executing in this show tonight.
How much did your work at corner and your work at nickel help prepare you for tonight, even though you only got a day in practice, but to know the responsibilities of every single spot on the field if you were called upon to do it?
Oh, it helps a lot, and that's something that I've always prided myself on, just not knowing just one position on the back end, but knowing every single one of them, because like I said, you know, especially with a year like this, you never know what could happen. So you have to be ready at any moment to play any position, and just kind of knowing those positions and having game reps and actually playing at each and every one of those positions is something that I feel has helped me out a lot.
Take me through the pick. What'd you see? Now, enough on the preparation. You balled out tonight. You played well, man. Take me through the interception.
Cover two. Kind of just worked off the quarterback's eyes and seen a receiver through my peripheral curl up, and then like I said, worked through the quarterback's eyes, and as soon as he let it go, I was like, yeah, I got to make sure I come up with this one. So it's one of those type deals. Just you know what I mean, blessed and thankful for the opportunity, just making sure that I take advantage of the opportunity.
What does it say about this team to be able to overcome not only the adversity of the tough start, but the adversity of tonight? You know, you're looking at 6 to 7 key contributors that aren't available, and you just barely get available. I mean, what does it say about this team's discipline and its kind of vision that it has?
It says a lot, and it speaks for a lot, and it kind of emphasizes our slogan that, you know what I mean, that we kind of always say, we're too deep, because, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that's actually how it is around here, you know what I mean? We got guys that are always prepared, always ready, always eager for the opportunity. And so tonight, a night like tonight showed, you know what I mean, guys got to step up on all three sides of the ball. And that, like you said, that just shows like the discipline and just the want to and the will to go out there and still execute of this team.
Obviously, you guys have clinched a spot in the Big 12 championship game, which is great, but there's still work ahead of you. So confident about where this defense is right now, Trey?
Very confident, but never satisfied. Can't get complacent. Have to come back Monday, make the corrections from the game, and be ready to prepare and get ready for to go down to Morgantown for West Virginia.
Congrats on the win, man.
Thanks for coming by.
Yes, sir.
That's Trey Norwood. We'll take our final post-game timeout. Look at the scores and wrap it up next. 27-14, Sooners win it tonight in Norman. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
You can unhitch the wagon! Put the ponies in the barn! Oklahoma is still the Big 12 champion!
107.7 The Franchise is your flagship station for Oklahoma Sooner sports. Listen for daily complete coverage of the Sooners. And on game day, nobody covers the Sooners like The Franchise. Your flagship station for Oklahoma Sooner football. 107.7 The Franchise.
Whether it's showing off your scoring celebration, performing your pregame rituals, or never washing your game day attire, you're committed to your favorite team. But there's a better way to show your commitment. Getting home safely and showing up for the next one. So plan ahead. If you drink during the game, have a ride ready for after the game. And remember, never drink and drive. A message from NDUI and the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
Who cleans your building? When your partner's with Janicki, you're getting a true janitorial partner. Our franchisees are business owners. It's their business to take care of yours. It's this dedication that's kept Janet King at the top for 50 years. And as the official cleaning partner of Oklahoma Sooners football, you can be sure that we've got the game plan to tackle any type of facility. Janet King provides clean results. Visit JanetKing.com.
What does Jewel, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every quarterback needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
Calling all Sooner fans. Right now, receive $150 when you open a new MidFirst Bank live-free checking account. Also, register your MidFirst debit or credit card for a chance to win the ultimate watch party set with everything you need to host your own OU football game watch party. Plus, $250. Head to MidFirst.com/live150 for more details. Offer ends December 31st. No purchase necessary. MidFirst Bank. True to your money. Member FDIC.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live. For your auto, home, and life, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Brewer back to pass. Under pressure, and he's down. He's sacked. Isaiah Thomas finishes. With Colin Sooner. Game over. Final score on a Saturday night in the home finale. Oklahoma 27 and Baylor 14. Toby and Teddy back with you. Drake still hanging out with us, too. Final segment here in the booth. Sooners winning tonight. Let's take a look at our Janet King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Bama beats LSU tonight 55-17. Notre Dame pulls away from Syracuse 45-21. Clemson 45-10 over Va Tech. Ohio State 52-12 winners over Michigan State. Texas A&M got a test but beats Auburn 31-20. Iowa State handles West Virginia 42-6. Florida, number 6, beats Tennessee 31-19. And Miami, 48-0 shutout over Duke. Meanwhile, in the Big 12 Conference, in addition to the Iowa State game, TCU knocks off Oklahoma State today, 29-22. Texas Tech beat Kansas 16-13. I mean, a game I'm not sure was televised or broadcast anyway. Maybe it was. Texas over K-State, 69-31. Sam Ellinger and the boys came alive today. That's your Janneking clean sweep of scores from around the country. Janneking is the king of clean. Want to remind folks, basketball for you tomorrow, 11 a.m., Sherry Sooners taking on Georgia. Big 12 SEC Challenge. That game is in Athens. Brian Brinkley, the call for you, beginning with the pregame show at 10:30. I'm headed down to Cowtown tomorrow with Kevin Henry. OU-TCU in the Big 12 opener tomorrow. Game two of the season for Lon Kruger's team is the Big 12 opener. That's a 3 o'clock tip. We'll have pregame coverage for you starting at 2:30 on the Sooner Radio Network. Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner athletic events. For the football team, have you heard of game time yet? Has it been announced?
I have not. I haven't been looking, though, so I don't know if it's been announced or not.
It'll either be 11 a.m. or 2:30 next week, OU and West Virginia. Whenever the game time's announced, our pregame coverage will start 2 hours prior with Gabe and Chris and Teddy and I. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Teddy, what should our takeaway be tonight?
Win, Big 12 championship. You're going to be there, so you got an opportunity to play for your sixth straight. Wasn't the prettiest thing. And, you know, I guess style points could be important, but I think the biggest thing is going to be being able to win out, beat Iowa State in that Big 12 championship. That's the most important thing. Your defense is playing great right now. Down some starters, played really good. I think you should be happy about that. And it was a weird week. And, you know, the offense didn't have their best today. I don't think there should be any massive takeaway that all of a sudden our offense here at Oklahoma is not any good. So I think just be happy with the win, move on, take care of West Virginia next week.
Sooners have won 6 games in a row. Lincoln Riley now 43 wins as head coach. That matches Bob Stoops through his first 4 years. OU has won 7 in a row now over Baylor, and it is confirmed they will play for a 6th consecutive Big 12 title in 2 weeks. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to the best crew in college football again tonight, Teddy Lehman, Chris Plank, Gabe Eichard, Dennis Stats Kelly live with us in the booth tonight. Our engineer and producer for this one was Drake Dykin. Daniel Anderson back in our Sooner Network studio. And one more time, we missed our spotter tonight. Greg Tripp Blackwood, not the same without him in the booth. We hope him a speedy recovery, and hopefully he'll join us in West Virginia next week. Final score one final time here from Owen Field in the home finale tonight. It was Oklahoma 27 and Baylor 14. Until tomorrow, I'll be back with you tomorrow from Fort Worth, Texas. This is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win, and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland Grocery, locally owned by our employees. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by OU Medicine, number one in the field. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.